Aircheckdownloads.com.
Black Country's 97.2 Beacon FM, today's best mix. Ed and Helen, the morning crew, it's 14 minutes to 7. Tuesday morning, 25th of September 2001. 38 days till Halloween, 33 days till the end of summertime. All right, outside your window, what's this then? It's not summer, it is winter. 12 days till England's final World Cup qualifier with Greece, and 5 days, if you're self-employed, 5 days to get your self-assessment forms filled in.
Every 15 minutes from the Black Country's roads, Beacon FM Time Saver Travel with Co-op Travel Direct. Change the way you get away.
So it's a summer's morning in the Black Country. Any early mist will clear to leave. It says here a bright morning with plenty of sunny spells. Ed and Helen, the morning crew, it's 12 minutes to 7. As you heard Darren tell us, the only real bit of travel news of the M6 at Corley Services as an overturned lorry. That happened at 6 o'clock this morning. I know that because Helen was right behind the lorry as it overturned. She's just arrived. We'll find out what happened in a second. Speaking FM, today's best mix. This is the Stereophonics at 11 minutes to 7. Stereophonics, Step on My Old Size Nines. Black Country's 97.2 Beacon FM, today's best mix. Ed and Helen, the morning crew, it's 8 minutes to 7. Helen's not been here all morning, she's here now. If you haven't heard what's happened, well, I'll let you tell the story, because you were there.
Well, I was driving into work this morning down the M6, and in front of me, this lorry just flipped over. It just turned over. There were sparks everywhere and glass, and it was just horrible. You know how, like, people say things go into slow motion? Mm. I've never had that happen to me, but it really was. I could just see this thing just flipping over in front of me, and I thought, oh my God.
How did it happen?
I don't know. I think the lorry drivers, when we were on the side of the road, were talking and saying they think he clipped the back of one of them, and that flipped him over. But I don't know. I couldn't see it. It was dark, so all I saw was him actually, the sparks as his lorry, you know, actually flew over.
This was literally just in front of you?
About 200 yards in front of me, yeah, not far off.
God.
I know, it's horrible.
So you saw it happen, mm. And obviously pulled over.
I pulled over and I went racing up the hard shoulder. I was on the phone to the police. Then how do you know where you are on the M6? That's what I'm saying. She's saying to me, are you going northbound? So I'm going, I don't know, I'm going towards Birmingham from Corley Services.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, how useless is that? But I raced up the hard shoulder, and the guy had been thrown out of his cab, and his windscreen was in the road, and he was lying on the hard shoulder.
All right.
Literally, so kind of his feet were almost still in his window.
So his truck was upside down?
It was on its side.
Right.
And he was sort of hanging out, and so I made them get me some blankets and you know, warm stuff, and I covered him up, and I was talking to
him. So people stopped straight away as well?
Yeah, there were some lorry drivers around him, and every as soon as it happened, everybody kind of braked, and there were about 4 or 5 lorries that stopped, and me, and they got out, and they were kind of came running down the hard shoulder as well, and we sort of saw him, and I made him go and get me blankets and take their coats off and stuff, just to try and keep him warm, and because he was talking to me, he was conscious. He's called Barry, he's from North Wales, Colwyn Bay. He's got 3 kids, and do you know, all he was worried about was this bloody lorry. He said, it's new lorry, the boss is going to kill me. I'm like, no, really,
you're
stop.
You're kind of more important.
Stop worrying about this, you know, it's you that's important, not the lorry. The insurance will sort that out, be fine, don't worry.
It is one of those things you read about and you hear about, and you always think, if that was me in that situation, would I know what to do? Now, you've not had any kind of first aid training as such, you were in the guides.
I was in the guides, thank God I was.
Did that help you?
Yeah, well, I remember from the guides that, you know, if somebody's got a hurting back or a hurting neck, you don't move them. And when I used to live in Hong Kong, it was always a big thing because lots of pool injuries happen that way. And you're taught at school, or I was taught at school and in the guides, you don't move people if they've got a hurting neck. Or, you know, you just try and keep them as still as possible where they are and wait for someone that knows what they're doing to come and sort it out. Mm. And also, I know you keep people warm because they go into shock, and you keep talking to them and try and keep them conscious and keep them with you. So that's all I did. I held his hand on the side of the road and I kept talking to him. As you know, I can talk for England, so
yeah, I realise that. Well, it's a good job he did, because, you know, if he hadn't have stopped.
Well, I'm now really worried about him. I don't know how he is or where he went or what happened.
So which ambulance came?
It was a Warwickshire ambulance.
Right.
Yeah.
So okay. We'll try and find out later on. Well done, by the way, because you were saying as well, this is the scary part about it. Although there's that split second where you see something and you think, oh, what should I do? if you actually do think about it, the only thing you should do really is just stop and see if anything needs to be done, see if there's a way you can help out. But you were telling me earlier on, a lot of people just carried on going,
yeah,
and going at speed.
I know, they were going so fast, and all I could think about, I'm holding his hand, I'm thinking, this poor guy, I don't know what's wrong with him, he could be seriously injured, and you zoom in by, stop, no.
Okay, Speaking FM, it's 4 minutes to 7. Aircheckdownloads.com.